Hello everybody, hope you're doing well. It's Lee here. So yes, I finished the challenge, so I did. It was 9 hours treading water on Tuesday just past, 25th of July, and it was for World Drowning Prevention Day, and I was trying to raise funds for the RNLI Newcastle County Down Lifeboat Station. But yeah, hardest thing I've ever done by a mile. It was extremely difficult. Now, a few years ago, 4 years ago, I did 6 hours treading the water, and that was the hardest thing I'd ever done. So naturally, adding 3 hours onto it is going to make it a lot harder, and it was. So just wanted to update with a very short podcast here and let you know how the day went. So yeah, it was a fantastic day, brilliant day, I have to say. The support was unbelievable, the amount of people that came down to SEMA, the amount of people that donated, the amount of people that jumped in and stayed for a while to keep me company. That's definitely the bit that got me through the challenge, because from what I remember the last time, the 6 hours, I was the only one in the water the last time. Yes, there was plenty of people there supporting, but nobody actually in throughout the day. And you know, the mental side of it was the most difficult part. So this time, having a lot of people in and out throughout the day definitely got me through the challenge, there's no doubt about that. And it was great crack, fantastic day. You know, starting off with the RNLA guys came down and the Coast Guard came down, they sort of chatted me through quite a bit of time. And there was members of Queen's University PC jumping in with me. There was staff of the Queen's University PC lifeguards doing their training in there with me. And friends jumped in. My daughter jumped in. My brother jumped in. And I'll say it again, you know, without them actually doing that, that task would have been a lot harder. A lot harder. Yeah, I'm over the moon, we completed it, and it was well planned. You know, even the food throughout the day was great, you know, planned right. But same again, once we got to the 8th hour, I could definitely feel it, both physically and mentally, and just that push at the end to get me through it. But once again, it was such a weird feeling coming out of the pool, having to be carried out of the pool because there was literally zero feeling in my legs. Naturally, 9 hours in water where there's no resistance. Yeah, that was such a strange feeling. I can remember it from the last time after 6 hours, but nothing like this. This was unbelievable. I got out of the water and was escorted by a few people into the sauna just to get a little bit of heat back. I kept hydrated throughout the day, which was fantastic. Yeah, so I just wanted to hop on here and say, you know, once again, huge thank you to everybody, all the well wishes throughout, you know, people from all the different countries, friends, family, everybody. It was unbelievable. Fantastic day. Now I think that's my trading days over challenge wise. I think doing a 6 hour and then a 9 hour, I think that's enough. We'll have to think of something crazier next year. Yeah, actually, because we're doing a little podcast here, there's actually a link attached to this podcast that you can actually send in little voice memos, you know, or little questions. It'd be great if you could just click it and come in and say hello. I'll obviously reply to everybody that I can. And I'm putting this podcast just in as part of a blog as well. So, yeah, I just want to say once again, thank you so much, everybody. And hope yous are having a great summer. And chat to you soon. Take care.